Imagine my audience, entrepreneurs, being very productive, busy all the time. What can they get out of their knowledge about or the new insights they get right now? How can they integrate it and how can they profit from that?
I mean, there's so much we could say about each phase, but I'm going to come to menstruation itself, which is really the difficult one because it looks like we're just weak and we don't want to do anything or go anywhere. Yeah. Okay. So the winter phase is a kind of rest and reset phase.
Hey, hey und herzlich willkommen zu deinem Mighty Business Podcast. Der Podcast, der dich dabei unterstützt, ein erfolgreiches Business in Leichtigkeit und fernab von 24/7 Hustle zu kreieren. Hier erwartet dich Content rund um die Themen Online-Business, Money-Mindset, Marketing und Energiearbeit. Denn nur so wird unsere Businesswelt Unternehmerinnen und Unternehmer hervorbringen, die wirklich Geld verdienen und damit sich und andere glücklich machen. Ich nehme dich mit in meine etwas andere Welt, in der alles möglich ist. Lass uns starten, hier kommt deine Podcast-Folge. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Mighty Business Podcast. Today I switched to English because my interview guests are English speaking and I feel so happy to have you here on this podcast. Let me introduce you to Alexandra and Shani, who are the co-founders of Red School and co-authors of the iconic and hugely celebrated book from Hay House, Wild Power. Discover the magic of the menstrual cycle and awaken the feminine path through power. I got it here, this book, and this is also the reason why I wanted to have you on my podcast, on my show. And these two mighty women are pioneering the new emerging field of menstruality, creating a new lexicon and approach to women's health and well-being, creativity and leadership and spiritual life based on the power of our menstruality consciousness. Between them, they bring over 45 years of experience, and today they teach worldwide on the psycho-spiritual process of maturation that unfolds from menarche to menopause and beyond. They are committed to training the menstruality leaders of the future. And I hope I am one of them. I feel so happy to have you here. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Natalie. I just really appreciate you switching to English for us because this wouldn't be a very good conversation in German. Although Wild Power is written in German, we didn't write it in German. We wrote it in English.
Of course, we will stick to English in this interview. And I feel so happy to have you here. I cannot say it, or I will say it more than twice, I think, because I read the book. And for me, it was like, oh my God, I thought I knew myself. And now as a woman, it opened up something new, and new insights and new kind of things that I can learn about myself as a woman. And I wanted to tell you something that my assistant sent me. It was a post on Twitter and of Leila Cohen. And she said, 26 years into menstruating and I still have not learned that when I think everything sucks and it will never ever get better, it means I will start bleeding in 48 hours. So I found it so funny and interesting because I've just told you I'm 31 years old now and I've never ever learned anything at school, not at all, or somewhere else, what it means to be a menstrual or to be in my menstrual cycle and what that really means and what it brings for me as a woman and especially as an entrepreneur. Actually, I want to be active and busy all the time, and this was so new to me. And so my first question is, why do you think there is so little knowledge about menstrual cycle out there?
Oh, just a little question.
Yeah, I really like that question because it is a mystery, isn't it? Because what you said, Natalie, is when you started learning about your cycle, you can't remember your exact words, but something like you discovered yourself as if for the first time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is our experience, is that the menstrual cycle and menstrual cycle awareness is a real doorway into knowing ourselves and really into living a very fulfilled and creative and sustainable life. So then why is it that no one knows about this? Why has this knowledge been a mystery? I mean, Alexandra, what do you think? Why has it been so hidden?
Maybe you can also say something about like your path to this topic. How did you discover or came into contact, into touch with this or for me as an entrepreneur is a very special topic actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in many ways, and this is a huge thing and I'll just sort of acknowledge it, but it's very much tied up with patriarchy, just to put it very bluntly. So anything that we had was sort of, that was different from men, was sort of demonized as a way of disempowering us. And then, of course, the menstrual cycle has, we're not the same all the time. We have different energies and moods that we move through. And of course, the irony is men aren't the same all the time either. It's just they don't have a menstrual cycle that alerts them or reminds them or gives them context, that's the way to put it, gives them context for their changing mood and energy. But in particular, you know, the second half of the cycle, where there are more difficult powers that come in, and we can get into that, difficult in inverted commas, very powerful, you know, well, all the cycle is powerful, but there are certain types of energies that come in the second half of the cycle that have been particularly demonized. And it's a way of control, really. So, you know, how did Shani and I break loose from this, you know, cultural kind of miasm that has, you know, in a sense, silenced us? Well, it's just some of us have come onto the planet having a knowing about something. That's the only, I mean, it's perhaps a bit corny putting it like that. But, you know, from my very first bleed, at my very first bleed, I felt a dignity. I just felt light. I just felt so, wow, grown up and special. And I sort of felt anointed by a very good energy in that moment. And then, you know, in my 20s, I was a very good feminist. I wanted to take charge of my body and to know how my body worked. And so I learned about fertility awareness because I didn't want to take the pill, but I wanted to have contraception. And it felt like a sort of feminist act to know your body. And actually, it's so empowering just knowing about your fertile cycle, you know, when you're going to ovulate and when you're going to menstruate. But it's knowing about the ovulation. It's like, I don't know, it's like this secret magic knowing. And there's something very juicy about being rooted in your body in that way. But then the big work began for me at 31 when I got the menstrual pain from hell. And I thought to myself, oh, Jesus. So I thought to myself, I don't want this every month because it was hideous. Mm-hmm. And I made the decision to follow my body and believe in it. I believed my body was, in a sense, talking to me and I was going to listen. I didn't want to take drugs every month to kill the pain. I did not want surgery. I really wanted to heal this naturally. And so there began this enormous sort of process of really coming into relationship with my cycle at a whole new level, not just for fertility awareness. And then the cycle does its magic. This is the wonder of it, Natalie. The moment you start practicing cycle awareness, the moment you start to really pay attention, because I had to pay attention, I had to know when I was going to bleed, because I was a self-employed person, mm-hmm. I was a psychotherapist, and I didn't want to take drugs. And fortunately, my cycle was regular, and I would say to my clients, I am going to bleed next week. I had no shame about talking about it, you know. Mm. And I don't want to take drugs. And of course, I can't work because I'm in pain and wouldn't look pretty for you. And so I was very public and open, and I really worked my life around it. And I healed my symptoms eventually with natural therapies and cycle awareness and really pacing myself. But this whole new kind of consciousness that we write about in Wild Power sort of, you know, gradually was starting to reveal itself to me. So everything we teach has come through my lived experience, Shani's, mm-hmm. and also all the people that we've worked with mm-hmm. over the years, because it's almost 40 years now and counting mm-hmm. that I've been with this. Amazing. Anyway, Shani, I mean...
just to pick up from what you were saying, Natalie, how you said, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're want to be active and sort of on all the time. And I think that's part of, you know, the lost conversation about the menstrual cycle is connected to the lost conversation about really how to be sustainable and productive. And our culture has very much led us to believe that the way we can be successful is by being on all the time mm-hmm. and being constantly productive. And what cycle awareness is doing for us personally, but also especially if we're entrepreneurs, is really webbing us back into this knowing that to be really successful in a kind of long-term sustainable way, and also the kind of success that isn't just for you, it serves the planet, mm-hmm. we need to be cyclical operators. Our businesses need to be cyclical, mm-hmm. you know, and this idea of always being on and always be productive just gets us into the mess that we're in on this planet right now. Yeah. And, you know, just gets us into the mess of burnout mm-hmm. and strain and struggle and loss of joy and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it even doesn't work for men, I think, you know.
No, it doesn't work for anyone.
It's not for anybody, Natalie. Yeah.
Mm. And it's so nice that I found you and or the book found me, however you want to put it, because it's for me it was kind of a relief because I thought during my menstruation phase I thought I have to kind of get over it, you know, you just ignore it and just go on working. And you talk about the hidden power of this, like the whole cycle, of course, because there are different phases. We might talk about that at first, because I think some women in my audience might say now, okay, I don't know any of them. So we can start talking about the phases maybe. And then especially about the menstruation phase, because this is for me, it had such a hidden power to kind of lean back during this phase and not continue like working 24/7, you know. But maybe let's talk about the phases at first. And I think this mm-hmm. is also what you do at Red School, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's right, Natalie. At Red School, we sort of share some of the maps that we've created to help people to really be able to explore and understand their cycle mm-hmm. in a way that supports them. And so maybe I'll start by sharing this by saying, you know, the whole cycle is a powerful resource. But each phase holds very particular powers. Each phase has specific qualities and capacities and gifts that become amplified in you. You get better at certain things at certain times. So if we kind of introduce you to one of our main maps, which is the map of the inner seasons, that will help just to get people orientated and just give them like a sort of starting place. So the map of the four seasons really is our way of talking about the four phases of the menstrual cycle. So there's the phase of menstruation, there's the phase of pre-ovulation, phase of ovulation, and the phase of premenstruum. And we liken these phases to the seasons of the year because the experience that one has is reflected in the outer seasons that we experience, certainly here in the UK. Mm-hmm. They're very kind of archetypal. So the menstruation, the phase where we are bleeding, is our inner winter. Pre-ovulation is our inner spring. So our bleeding can last any number of days. But so just to give you a rough guide, in a 28-day cycle, which is just a textbook case, everybody's very different. But in that kind of scenario... Yeah, you're a textbook, are you? Great, you're one of the few. It's good. So, yeah, roughly about day 6 or 7 is when you enter the pre-ovulatory phase, the inner spring. And then around about day 11, day 12, you enter the ovulatory phase, which is our inner summer. And then around about day 18, 19, you enter the premenstrual phase, the inner autumn. So that's the map of the four seasons. But it's important to say here that this isn't a map that you should try and fit your experience into. This map is one to help you to really be curious about your own experience and for you to locate what season you feel you're in. Because I might well be on day 10 and really feel myself in that inner summer energy because my cycle's shorter, or that's a place my psyche can get to more easily where I don't resist it. So I find myself there much quicker, or that's more my nature. So I find myself in that place maybe sooner rather than others. So it's really about being curious about your own experience. As you're noticing where you are in your cycle, you're also asking yourself what the qualities or experiences are that you're having that help to show you where, which season you're located in at the time. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for walking us through the phases. For me, especially like the ovulation phase is a very strong one, which I can use in my business as an entrepreneur, maybe in a launch phase when I have like, I need to be very present, I need to be active, I need to be productive. And let's maybe talk about you call it like a hidden power. Why do you think, can you put it in a few words, why this is such a hidden power, all this knowledge? Imagine my audience, entrepreneurs, being very productive, busy all the time. What can they get out of their knowledge about, or the new insights they get right now? How can they integrate it, and how can they profit from that?
That's a great question, Natalie. And I guess really the elephant in the room is menstruation, which tends to bring us to a halt, as you said. You just have to kind of cope to get through with it, mm-hmm. so you can get back to that really productive energy. So of the summer phase, what we think of as the sort of really productive energy. So the thing is, if we are the same all the time, I'm going to ask you, Natalie, if you were living in that summer energy all the time, what do you think might happen?
Oh, breakdown.
Breakdown. Exactly. It is one set of very great powers, that summer energy. There's a set of really good powers there. But they have their use by date, and they're sort of limited. You can do certain things with those powers, but you need other powers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's so much we could say about each phase, but I'm going to come to menstruation itself, which is really the difficult one because it looks like we're just weak and we don't want to do anything or go anywhere. Yeah. Okay. So the winter phase is a kind of rest and reset phase. So the amazing thing about the cycle is that it reminds us that we're not machines, and actually machines break down as well. So, you know, maybe machines have cycles too. But in a sense, the cycle is reminding us when we come back to menstruation and you start to feel yourself going, oh, I'm sick of everything, you know, oh, I don't have any energy, you know, I just want to disappear now and I don't want anybody to ask me anything or even look at me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think I just would like to just go to bed, actually, and just be, you know, in the dark somewhere doing nothing, mm-hmm. listening to a nice piece of soothing music.
We call it our temple. In our workplace here in our team, we always say, okay, go into your temple and just rest.
That's it, because menstruation is the inner temple. Yeah. Now, you see, there's a whole lot of magic that happens at menstruation. And it's like when you feel that slowing down energy as you're coming into menstruation, it's like your body saying, that's okay, you've been great, you've been out in the world doing a gazillion things, but for you to maintain doing that, you have got to have some time out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise you'll go mad, you'll break down. So it is this moment where you just come into, you're pulled deeply into yourself. So in that summer energy, you're focused out on the world and all the jobs you're doing. And suddenly that all sort of closes down and you lose interest as well. And you're pulled right into yourself. Now, if you can follow that impulse and really let yourself go inwards, slow right down and just stop everything, stop all the technology, just let yourself be still. If you can allow yourself to surrender, the most amazing things can start to happen. I wonder.
Oh, exactly. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And these are the amazing things that start to happen. Well, first of all, there's a kind of emotional detox. If you've been carrying a lot of tension, you'll go through that first. And you might find yourself bursting into tears or just wanting to sleep for 24 hours or something. It's just, it's like, so this is stress reduction at work. This is your system repairing itself. So repair is a very powerful thing that's going on from the tension you've been holding. So you're letting go of that. And that's the first really important element. And then when that has happened, it's almost like you create space. Now you're deeply plugged into yourself at menstruation. It's like you pull out all the plugs from the world and you pull them all back into yourself. So your chi is really within you. And it's almost like you plug into the center of the universe. It's like you have a direct line to the divine now, if you like. I don't know, something really extraordinary happens. And you, these are some of the things you may start to feel. You may start to feel this incredible feeling of love coming over you. Like, it's almost like we call it the oxytocin wash, that love hormone, oxytocin, which you have when you make love or when you're cuddling a baby or whatever, you know.
Watching puppies.
It's like this wash of love. So our beings are soothed. It's almost like all our nerve endings are soothed. But with that comes this feeling of rightness about who you are. It's like you're lining up with who you are again. And it's, you're sort of reminding yourself of who you are. And you may have been giving yourself away too much. And it's like you're going, oh, this is me. Yes, I'm okay after all. Because if we're entrepreneurs out in the world, we'll be dealing with all sorts of tensions and criticism and all that kind of stuff going on. And it's like you come back and you go, oh, no, I'm okay. It's like you're refueling your soul, Natalie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as you refuel, it's like a sense of affirmation of yourself. And as you're refueling, you get ideas. This is the ideas pot, Natalie. This is what drives a business. This is where I love it. When, you know, I'm post-menopause now. I have to say ideas drop in all the time. I wish they wouldn't. But I particularly love it when Shani's bleeding and she has space for herself. Shani, you can pick this up in a moment. Because she'll often come back, in inverted commas, after her bleeding, and go, oh, I've just had this brilliant idea. Or it's just, oh, man, I just got this real clarity about blah, blah, blah. It's so lovely. So it's a real visioning time. It's where you get your ideas. You get kind of refreshed.
This is amazing.
And you're physically filling up the tank. You're not just filling your soul, you're physically filling up the tank. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, when you come out of your menstruation, out of your inner winter, into the pre-ovulatory or inner spring phase, you've got energy in the engine. Mm-hmm. And there's this natural motivation. You're not having to sort of beat yourself into action again. It's just this organic, I can't wait to get going again. My God, the idea. We always say, oh, Shani, you say it. I love how you say that ideas come with their own jetpack.
Yeah, the idea comes with its own little jetpack to fuel itself. So if you receive that idea, it has its own momentum that carries you then through the next cycle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's so nice hearing you talk about it, Alexandra. Natalie, your question, the way you started the question was, why is this a hidden power? And that part of the question really got my imagination. And I just wanted to add to what Alexandra is saying, which is, you know, the first half of the cycle, the spring, inner spring and inner summer is... you're very much more out in the world. It's a very visible kind of energy, very productive. You've got something to show for it. You're doing something. You're being someone. It, you know, it's full of achievement and all that worldly stuff that, you know, we're so celebrated for and our culture so celebrates. And what is why this in a winter phase is so overlooked is because it's a hidden power in that we call it the inner winter because just like in the winter, it looks like you're doing nothing. I mean, you are doing nothing. You're doing as little as possible. So to the world, it's completely hidden. all this reparation and repair and renewal that's happening, you appear lazy, unproductive, you know, all those kinds of things. You could be really critical of the state. But what we know is that actually this is the place of anchoring in our being. And this is the place where if we don't dock back in here, all the actions we do in the world start to become more and more meaningless and more out of alignment with who we are and what our mission in the world is. And as an entrepreneur, I know you know that the only way to work your business is to really care about what you're doing, because you know who you are, and the love, the passion, the purpose you have is what fuels your business. Your business is only as good as who you are and the strength of your purpose. Mm-hmm. And menstruation is that place where you really feel the rightness of who you are, mm-hmm. and you connect big time with purpose, and you are reminded, this is what I'm doing in the world, and this is why I bother to work so hard, to get out of bed, to show up in those difficult meetings, to manage a team, to deal with the finances. This is why I bother to do all that shit, because I really care about something. I'm on a mission in the world, or I have a purpose. And so we need that plug in time to fuel our business, but also to stay on track with what matters and not get swept up by, you know, what we think we should be doing, or what other people want us to do. You know, your business will very quickly lose its potency if you are, you know, getting pulled in lots of different directions. So you really need to be coming from this place of your own resource. And that's what menstruation gives you. So it's a hidden power, but it's pure power, Natalie.
It is.
Pure power. Yes. Yeah.
And I feel so grateful that I found out about it, because before it was so different. And I love your work, really. And I highly recommend your book and everything that you teach.
Das ist nur ein ganz kleiner Einschub, der mir wichtig ist. Warum? Weil du gerade das Interview hörst mit den Gründerinnen der Red School, die sich für mehr Zyklusbewusstsein bei Frauen einsetzen, dass Frauen sich wieder als zyklische Wesen wahrnehmen, die Kraft hinter ihrem weiblichen Zyklus, auch hinter ihrer Periode wieder erkennen. Und ich möchte kurz darauf hinweisen, dass die Red School einen sehr schönen Beitrag, einen mächtigen Beitrag für mein Archetypentraining geleistet haben. Jede Woche lernen sich die Teilnehmerinnen in einem anderen weiblichen Anteil kennen, und dieser weibliche Anteil entspricht auch immer einer Phase im Menstruationszyklus, und die Red School hat da eben einen Beitrag geleistet, aber auch so jede Woche wird immer was zum Menstruationszyklus gesagt, wo du da stehst, was du daraus mitnehmen kannst für dich, für deine Karriere, für dein Liebesleben, für dein Business. Und ich finde, jede Frau, die sich die Krone aufsetzt, sagt, hey, ich möchte mein Leben mächtig machen, meine Karriereziele verfolgen, aber gleichzeitig auch meine Weiblichkeit wahren, sinnlich, zart und auch verletzlich sein, ja, also Fierce Femininity, das verkörpert ja all das, was ich immer den Fierce Femininity Code nenne, dann bist du da in dem Training genau richtig. Also wenn du sagst, hey, Deep Dive, ich will da tiefer reingehen, ich will mich als Frau noch besser kennenlernen, in all meinen mächtigen Facetten, dann schau mal in die Shownotes, ich habe nämlich Mighty News, wir starten am 9. Februar noch einmal live, 7 Wochen gemeinsam, jeden Mittwoch von 10 bis 11. Ich freue mich riesig auf dich und jetzt ganz viel Spaß beim Weiterhören.
I always thought that being a woman is connected to weakness, you know? Mm-hmm. When I look at my boyfriend, for example, I see his strength, I see his, like, he's very focused and he's so strong. And I always thought, oh my God, I want to have that as well all the time. And when I found out about like the power that all these female attributes, all these female characteristics have, especially like the cycle, if I'm aware of it, like the menstrual cycle, is that gave me kind of a new feeling and a new way of life, actually, that mm-hmm. changed so much to the better. And so I highly recommend getting this this awareness. I can really imagine that you hear some women saying, oh my God, how can I do it? How does it, is it so like the practicality? Is it the English word? How is it?
Is it practical? Yeah.
Is it practical? How can I really integrate all this in my entrepreneurial life? And it's, or also maybe here are some women listening to this podcast who are still on their jobs, the corporate jobs, who would like to become an entrepreneur, who are even like having the burden of extra amount of work. How can they really integrate all this in their everyday life? You know, just one second before I forget it, the menstruation phase for me is always like the basis for inspired action, you know, like when I get this insight, and then afterwards I'm getting into my hunter's mode, and I can, not too early, this is what I learned from the book as well.
Yeah.
But then I kind of integrate this into, and I'm even more powerful, which I would like to highlight here. I'm even more powerful when I got this rest, you know, this is what you said as well. This is kind of a summary. Yeah. So how practical is it?
Yeah. Well, I think maybe to start answering that question, what I'd like to share with you and your listeners is that, you know, Alexandra and I are both entrepreneurs. We have set up a business, an organization called Red School. We have a team. We're doing all the things that entrepreneurs do. So when we tell you that it's practical and doable, we are really talking from our own experience. And obviously, I'm the one cycling at the moment, but, you know, Alexandra's been through menopause. She works with a team of women who cycle. The other two women we work with also cycle. So it is practical. And not only is it practical, it, you know, for us, we have discovered that Red School is the potency of Red School, the power of Red School, the effectiveness of Red School is directly connected to the fact that we are a cycle-aware business. Mm-hmm. This is our experience. And more organizations are cottoning onto this idea and realizing that in order to be an effective business in the world, they need to be a cycle-aware business. And we have big organizations now reaching out to us and saying, help us to create a cycle-aware workplace. And how can we do this in a practical, doable way? So let's start answering that question, shall we? Alexandra, how can, you take it away in terms of practicality. How can we be practical about this?
Well, I think, Shani, the most important thing is really how to get started with cycle-awareness.
Yeah.
Because that's the bedrock of everything, Natalie.
Yeah.
Just awareness of your own cycle. And everyone can start that today. You don't need a boss that can say, we respect your cycle or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This can be just private with you. You don't even have to tell anybody about it, but you will very soon because you'll love it so much. Mm-hmm. It's great to have allies as well. So, we've coined this phrase menstrual cycle awareness. And what this means is that each day of your cycle, you note what day you are on. So day one of the cycle is the first day of bleeding, the first day of the release, you know, the proper flow of blood. And we think the best thing is, I mean, there are many apps you could use, but the important, or you can just do it by hand and note it down. But the important thing is to note it down. So you know what day you're on, and you just start to notice the kind of mood or quality or energy of that day. And you make just a few notes on that. And this is so fun to do actually over 2 or 3 or 4 months to see the pattern that emerges. So each day, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you note the day you're on and just how you just notice what you're noticing about yourself. And then just through the day, just keep checking in and pacing that and just write down just the odd word or two to capture the essence of that. It can be just so simple and easy, not a big job at all. So you're doing that for every day of the cycle. And there'll be days you forget, usually around the summer, because we're just so kind of high on energy, you know, doing stuff. We forget those mundane sort of small exercises. But come back to it again and just develop a habit of knowing what day you're on. Now, when you've done this cycle awareness for, say, 2 or 3 months, you'll start to notice a pattern. And this is where it's really fun, because you're going to notice the same pattern on certain days. And I always never forget a friend of mine years ago saying, you know, she was arguing with her daughter and she was going, "It's day 25, don't argue with me. It's day 25. It's like, this is the day where my word is law. You don't mess with me today."
Dot, 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 or you may die is probably the...
Yes, you may die. You know,
sorry for interrupting you. It reminds me so much of last week when my assistant, she told me like, "Oh my God, I feel so much that you're on day 25, around day 29. Because I was really like into, like I could really argue about everything.
Exactly.
I could feel when Shani, the tone has changed with Shani from the first half of the cycle to the second, you know, when she's come from the summer to the autumn, the premenstrual phase. It is classic, the change in energy and mood and the different kind of powers that come in, because she has this wonderful critical energy that comes in. It's very refined, very insightful. Mm-hmm. So yes, you get to see your pattern. You get to discover the days when you feel so sexually charged, you know, you'll whip anybody off the street as so strong, things like that, you know. And you know, and then of course you've got to be really thoughtful about contraception if you're not wanting to conceive right now. And then of course the days where you feel so vulnerable that if anyone looked at you, you know, you'd burst into tears. Mm-hmm. And when you have those kind of days, I really took care of myself, because actually I used to go into a very expanded, alternate, sort of almost alternate consciousness that was very sort of blissful and lovely. Mm-hmm. But if I had to, for instance, present a workshop, I remember once presenting a workshop in this phase. Two times. One time, I could not find my words because I had no words, because I was in this alternate reality where there was no language. But mm-hmm. I knew what I was thinking, but I couldn't just put the words out. But another time I was in that phase, it was just before bleeding, and I just felt like everyone was staring at me and I was getting it all wrong, and I just felt this horrible critical energy. Mm-hmm. And I was just so critical of myself all the way home. I got it all wrong. It was awful. And then I get home and the blood is there and I go, when will I learn, you know? Yeah. No wonder. But if I hadn't have been running that mm-hmm. workshop, if I had just been in my own little private bubble at home, pottering around, I would have entered this really blissful state, just very mm-hmm. soothed. And it's like time slows down. It's sort of, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yes, but of course, sometimes you do have to turn up at work.
Yeah, and see, this is where it's practical, just to come in here. Yes, so Alexandra's talking about this thing of charting a cycle to really get to know the pattern and stay connected to how you are. And, mm-hmm. you know, where it can seem impossible is that we can't control our environment or the events that have pre-planned or the responsibilities we have. You know, there are things in our lives, of course, that we can't control. But where it is extremely practical is when you are aware of the place you're in your cycle and you're aware of how you feel, it becomes clearer to you what you're needing, and you can take care of yourself in a very, very different way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll give you an example of my own, a very simple, very practical one. Today, I am day 21 of my cycle. So I'm in the inner autumn. And we had a very busy morning, and I knew I was having this conversation with you after lunch, where I'm normally quite tired and a bit, you know, I'm a bit brain dead. And I'm in a place in my cycle where my energy is low anyway. And so I didn't cancel the interview, but what I did do, I lay down for half an hour and fell asleep before the interview. So I took care of myself differently. So I could show up here and I feel restored and renewed, and it's easy to have this conversation now. Mm-hmm. So it's that makes it very, very practical, is all the little ways that you can, the little choices you can make, the things you can do differently. But I would say even more than that, and this may not sound practical, but it is, is you become your own best friend when you practice cycle awareness. So instead of being like, you know, when your assistant or colleague said to you, you know, I can tell you're in your inner autumn, you know, and everything felt wrong to you and you were maybe very critical or whatever the case is, rather than you think, what's wrong with me? Why do I hate everything and hate everyone and why is nothing working? You can say to yourself, I'm in my inner autumn. And these are the powers that I have now. I see everything that's not working and I feel the wrongness in stuff. And I am, you know, I'm really, I have this critical ability, which is a great skill. And I'm not going to give myself a hard time about it. I'm going to be kinder to myself. And that, you know, that is really practical because as an entrepreneur, if you can have a good relationship with yourself, that's going to feed your business, your team, everything that you do is going to be, that's going to filter through everything, that that quality of kindness that you have with yourself.
Thank you so much.
I'd love to add something there if I could, Natalie, because it's just, we're on a roll here. You can't stop us, I'm afraid.
I love it. I could listen to you for hours, actually.
I mean, that's extraordinary power that, that Sian is talking about there, that, that the autumn energies that you had, you know, you're really super power. But the other thing I want to add is, for instance, yes, you're menstruating and you have to turn up at a meeting. Now, because you know about your own nature and needs, you care for yourself differently. And actually, yes, you might prefer to be in bed with a good book, but actually you have to turn up. The way I managed it was I would cut all the other extraneous stuff in my life so I wasn't stressed. I would make sure I had good food. That's very important to me. Didn't want to let my blood sugar levels go. But to move at a sort of a pace that I could manage. And I could bring a presence and a depth to what I was doing. So there, it's like you can bring the winter powers, the menstrual powers to bear on the situation that you're involved in, you know, like at the meeting. So you may be a person of very few words in that meeting. You're just listening because, well, this is how I would be. You know, I'd be sort of in a very still place. But when I wanted to speak, the words would come from a very deep place that had a gravitas about them and, you know, an authority and a strength that people would listen. It was like a wisdom that could come through that would be different to the kind of opinions and ideas I might have had in another part of the cycle.
Would you also like talk to your colleagues and like teammates about the phase you're in? Because I think there are so many also in the corporate world, so many people in the management who are open to kind of open up for this kind of topic and for the female like characteristics and of their employees. So do you think you could talk about it with your teammates?
Definitely, yes. I feel like good communication depends on us being able to understand, you know, where another is at and understanding the inner seasons of the cycle and using that as a shorthand is a very simple way for people to be able to share the kind of place they're in so that they have an understanding. And this map of the inner seasons is such a beautiful way to do that. It makes sense to people. And we have stories of people who have done this in various organizations with great effect. Maybe Alexandra could share a quick story with you.
Yes. I always think of this particular woman who worked in the admissions department of a university. So it was, you know, bringing in students and it was very full on, particularly at certain times of the year. So a very demanding job. And she would have on her computer, on a sticky note, the day of her cycle that she was on. And if a colleague came, perhaps to have a difficult conversation, she'd say, I'm just letting you know, you know, it's day blah, blah. Do you really want to have this conversation with me today? You know, you know, just letting you know, I'm in my autumn. She was a particularly feisty human being, you know, and very strong about her boundaries. But, you know, she would just declare, this is where I am, you know, and I'm going to fight you today. You know, you're going to have a fight on your hands if you want to challenge what I'm doing right now.
It's just amazing.
But actually, I just want to sort of, you know, in our business, for instance, we always begin our meetings by saying where we are in the cycle.
We do a cycle check-in. Yeah.
And in a way, I mean, I refer to the moon cycle because that actually does affect me because, you know, we're coming up to full moon now and I can feel the charge of the full moon energy in me. But it's almost like we're checking the room to see what the skill base is that we're dealing with for our meeting. So today it was hilarious. We had two people that were really in their autumn, really had that critical energy. And then there was two of us with this sort of summer energy. And it's like finding out what are the extra powers you've got in the room to sort of utilize and draw on. And then, you know, for instance, in your case, you know, with your sort of perhaps critical prickly autumn energy, you know, if that was sort of, out in the open, it's like, you know, I've got this energy today with me, that, you know, people would sort of use you for that, or when you're bringing your critical feedback, they're not going to take it so personally, because it's hard when people are being critical sometimes. It's hard not to go a little bit prickly, you know, like, but then you have a respect, you develop a respect for all those different sorts of energies.
Yeah. A cycle check-in in a work meeting is a really good idea. I think I highly recommend that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. This is so good. I will definitely do that with my team as well. Ooh. And I would talk to my boyfriend again because he asked how can they manage to implement it in their workplace. And I think it's so good, or I really, really appreciate your work because it's so, actually now I see it's, I thought it before as well, before the interview as well, but now it got even more like clear how value or how practical it really is, because you said that it, the success of your company is really closely tied to your menstrual cycle awareness. So I really recommend doing that as well. Thank you so much for that. Amazing.
Thank you,
and I thought that for me was the, before having an interview, I always sit down and say, okay, what is the intention? What do I want my listeners, my audience to get out of this interview? And one learning would definitely be like, during the menstrual cycle or the menstruation phase, I would love them to experience at least one time how it is to really lean back, to allow yourself to just surrender, just feel the energy and really take a couple of days off, like you said, pluck off, right? And I definitely now see the prof, or you really highlight the profit they can get out of it, because I think lots of female entrepreneurs are so profit oriented and really want to know what is in it for me when I'm doing it.
Totally.
So what you really highlighted. Yeah.
Oh yes. We're in the business of, you know, making profit. This is, you know, we're business people. This is important. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's crucial. We've got some great resources actually on our website, redschool.net, Natalie, for people who are curious, you know, and to learn more. And I'm just thinking, you know, you've that intention of daring to stop at menstruation.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 days would be amazing, but I would say daring to, I don't know, even half a day or just that evening, really, you know, take it in small steps.
Yes.
But we have blogs and posts about this on our website, don't we, Sharon?
We will definitely put everything in the show notes. So just let us know where the audience can find you. And if you have any recommendation, especially for like the beginners who are going to get into the awareness for the cycle, please just tell us.
Yeah. So I'll name two things, Natalie. For people who are wanting to get started, we have a free course called Hormone Harmony on redschoolonline.net. Mm-hmm. And that is a very basic introduction to cycle and cycle awareness. So the Hormone Harmony course on redschoolonline.net is definitely a good place to start, as well as reading our book Wild Power, which is in German as well, and seven other languages. So for individuals, that's a really good place to begin. And then I also want to mention for organizations, anybody who runs a business and is wanting to create a cycle-aware workplace, we have a brilliant team at Red School who offer this kind of training for organizations. So you can write to us at info@redschool.net to have consulting and support with creating a cycle aware workplace as well. That, you know, that's what we'd like to see in the world. Many, many more cycle aware workplaces.
Just one quick question about that. Do you think it's getting like, how open are organizations in general? Is it getting more, or are there still like, I could imagine female, very strong female entrepreneurs and like in leadership who are still a little bit resistant to this kind of topic?
It's interesting. Men are some of the greatest champions of the menstrual cycle and cycle awareness. And interestingly, men, you know, in organizations are very eager to learn more about the menstrual cycle and understand, you know, people who have menstrual cycles and bring cycle awareness in the workplace. And sure, there are some people, you know, who are resistant to it, but we are noticing a definite interest because people are realizing that, happiness in the workplace, well-being in the workplace are fundamental to business life. And menstrual cycle awareness is really crucial for well-being and happiness and understanding. So I think, you know, it's a whole, people are getting it. Some people are slow to catch on, but it's the way all businesses are going, we think anyway.
Amazing. Well, hopefully that will become even more, because I think if like all the mighty entrepreneurs that I talk to a lot get to know the benefits of having this awareness, they will definitely try it out and then get more into it, and one day everybody knows about like this kind of hidden power that you
bring.
Well, thank you so much, you two. Last question, if I might. I really see the time right now. I told you before that we'll be like 30 to 40 minutes. Now we are almost at 50 minutes. But one last question that I ask all my interview guests. You're entrepreneurs, you two, right? What would you say? Why are you also entrepreneurs of your own life? Do you have any? I know, because we talked a lot, that you are entrepreneurs of your own life. Is there anything you might say regarding like the influence you have on all the different kind or all the different aspects of your life, not just your business?
Wow. I'm not sure if I fully understand the question, but what comes to mind as I was hearing you speak, Natalie, is that my business is my calling. Mm-hmm. So it is my joy stream, really, to kind of do this work. This is, you know, this is my life, actually. And it's my work for the world. You know, it's a way of serving something in the world, serving a new conversation, a new story in the world, because goodness knows we need one. And this is my particular little piece to bring a shift in consciousness on the planet. And I think post-menopause, you really step into a sort of life stream of wanting to serve something much, much bigger than you. I mean, true before menopause, but after menopause, it's very true. So, it's my work, it's my life, actually. Yes.
What I really get from this is that, like, your business and your life is intertwined, so there is no separation of it, and it's like your business kind of is in contact with all the other parts of your life, right?
It's my creative expression, it's my creative path, and I'm lucky that I get to have a business through that. You know, it's fantastic.
A business that allows you to be a woman, right? Honey, anything else on that?
Yes, I think I would say, you know, for me, being an entrepreneur is really about knowing yourself and being connected to yourself, and who you are as a person is really what makes your business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I'm understanding your question correctly, then, you know, who I am in my relationship with my husband, who I am as a parent, who I am in my community are all part of my business, you know, all part of my leadership in the world. So I could never separate any of these things out. And, you know, there's a guiding purpose for me in all of those things that connect all those things. And, you know, for me, it's about serving love in everything I do, mm-hmm. whether that's the organization I have, you know, the family I'm raising. It's about serving love. So that's the thread that connects all those things for me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Adding this. And I really want to say thank you again for this amazing interview. I got a lot from it, and I think my audience will really appreciate this as well, because this is so new to them, I think, and I really see the impact you create in this world. Thank you so much for being in my podcast.
Natalie, thank you so much. It's just a pleasure to talk to you.
Lovely. Yeah? Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you. And in case anyone has further questions, just feel free to access the webpage, and there are your contact details on it, I think, so they might get into contact with you. Thank you so much, you two. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.